This material, From Coherence to Viability, presents a fascinating mathematical and philosophical framework that maps the fundamental relationships within complex systems to the geometry of the Fano plane, advocating for a shift from controlling outcomes to navigating possibilities.
Yeah, it really is a massive undertaking.
It is. The material makes a strong case for redefining stability by highlighting the underlying relational structures of systems. But let's dive right in and look at how we can strengthen the delivery and operationalization of this highly ambitious theory.
I think the best place to start is with the structural layout. The presentation of the theoretical model is interrupted by a developmental narrative about correcting a structural inconsistency, which dilutes the authority of the finalized framework.
Right. You're talking about the transition between those middle chapters.
Exactly. In chapters 6 and 7, the text walks the reader through an original, flawed model where regulation, or R, is duplicated in the triads. And then, after all that buildup, it introduces a minimal correction to replace it with options, or O.
Which is pretty confusing for the reader.
It really is. Presenting the framework chronologically through the author's drafting errors makes the text read like, well, a research diary, rather than a definitive, cohesive theory. It basically forces the reader to learn a flawed geometry before asking them to unlearn it a chapter later.
So a key theme running through this material seems to be establishing a robust, infallible geometry. But presenting a structural drafting error as a major chapter transition is a bit like an architect walking a client through the blueprints of a collapsing house before revealing the corrected design. I can see what you're going for here. Let's see how we can strengthen this.
I love that analogy. And the suggestion here is actually really straightforward. You just restructure the presentation to establish the fully aligned, balanced Fano geometry incorporating options from the start as the definitive baseline right in Chapter 5.
So you just skip the whole we made a mistake narrative entirely.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't throw away that flawed model. You use the flawed, regulation-heavy model not as a past mistake of the author's, but as an explicit representation of real-world control bias.
Oh, wow. That's a great flip.
Right? Because it takes something that reads like an editing error and turns it into a feature of the theory.
Let's talk about some concrete examples of how to do that on the page. You would move the final corrected 7 triads straight into Chapter 5.
Yep, put the definitive geometry right up front.
Then transform the old Chapter 6 into a new section titled something that the geometry of fragility.
I really like that title. It gives it so much more weight.
Yeah, and in that section, you show how real-world systems like, say, an overregulated economy naturally devolve into that broken, redundant state, perception regulation structure.
Because that mathematically maps human error to a loss of minimal closure.
Exactly. You're showing the reader the math of a failing system rather than the math of a rough draft.
Which makes the theory feel so much more authoritative.
It really does. But, you know, moving on from the structure, we need to look at the rhetorical framing. The rhetorical framing heavily penalizes intervention in a way that risks alienating the clinical and practical audience who operate in high-stakes environments.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I mean, Chapter 8 briefly states that intervention and navigation are complementary.
But it's just a brief mention.
Right. The recurring narrative paints intervention, or UA, almost exclusively as a source of iatrogenic harm, overfitting, and structural violence. For practitioners reading this, such as ICU doctors or crisis managers, this binary feels totally impractical.
Because they don't have the luxury of just sitting back.
Exactly. They are mandated to intervene to prevent immediate systemic collapse.
That makes sense. But could the evidence also support a different conclusion? Is there a risk that focusing solely on the hidden costs of intervention might alienate the clinician who absolutely must administer vasopressors to a patient in shock?
That's the exact risk. If I'm an emergency room doctor and a framework tells me that stepping in to save a crashing patient is structural violence, I'm putting the book down.
So how do we fix that tone?
The suggestion is to recalibrate the terminology to explicitly define intervention as a subset of navigation rather than an opposing force.
Like part of the same toolkit?
Exactly. Show that sharp, decisive control is sometimes the only viable navigational path to restore lost systemic margins.
So A concrete example of this would be rephrasing the two modes of viability section to position intervention as the emergency brake within the broader navigation toolkit.
The emergency brake. That's a perfect way to phrase it.
Yeah, and when discussing the clinical example of sepsis in the text, you explicitly state that administering antibiotics, which is a massive intervention, is a required navigational maneuver.
Because you're trying to restore the margin, or M, right?
Right. The infection depleted that margin, and the antibiotics restore it, thereby preventing the global breakdown of the aquatic invariant, I4.
Which validates the practitioner. It tells them, yes, you have to intervene, and here is the mathematical reason why your intervention is actually a form of navigation.
It bridges that gap between philosophy and reality perfectly.
Speaking of bridging gaps, that leads right into the biggest issue with the core essence of the material. The profound mathematical mapping of the phono plane and invariants remains too abstract for the intended cross-disciplinary practitioners to intuitively operationalize.
It is incredibly dense.
It is. The weakness here is that the text moves from deep algebraic concepts like octonions, symplectic pairings, which are represented by omega, and cubic norms, or N3, directly into high-level policy and clinical advice.
That's a huge jump.
It leaves a massive cognitive gap. The viability algorithm in Chapter 20 is structurally beautiful, but it asks a policymaker or an ecologist to apply a quartic invariant to a supply chain or a forest without giving them a continuous, tangible anchor to hold on to.
Let's look closely at the section discussing the viability algorithm. It's an elegant synthesis, but I push back on the idea that an ecological manager can practically calculate triadic closure on the fly without a highly specific step-by-step translation manual.
They absolutely can't, not as it's currently written.
So the suggestion here would be to thread a single, highly detailed running case study through the abstract mathematical chapters to immediately translate the geometry into physical reality.
A running case study is exactly what it needs.
For a concrete example, take the collapsing ecological fishery or the sepsis patient and track them relentlessly through omega, N3, and I4.
Let's use the coral reef ecosystem as an example.
Okay, yeah. So in Chapter 14, you show exactly what an omega, or pairwise compatibility, failure looks like in a coral reef.
Like coral bleaching?
Right. The symbiotic pairing between the coral and the algae drops to zero. Then in Chapter 15, you show what the N3 triadic closure failure looks like when regulators step in blindly.
Right. So the regulators see the bleached coral and just slap a ban on local fishing without understanding the local options.
Exactly. They operate purely on state and regulation, ignoring options and the triad breaks.
And then finally, in Chapter 16, you show the real-world manifestation of the I-4 collapse.
The local economy dies, the reef completely shatters.
This ensures the math never floats away from the dirt, blood, and money of the real world. By the time they hit the viability algorithm, they aren't just seeing equations, they're seeing the reef.
That grounds it perfectly. So to recap, this is a groundbreaking and rigorously structured piece of systems theory. To maximize its impact, we focus on three areas: establishing the definitive phano geometry up front rather than presenting it as a corrected draft,
reframing intervention as a crucial subset of navigation rather than its enemy,
and grounding the abstract algebra with a continuous running case study.
So, to summarize the actionable steps, reorganize chapters 5 through 7 to confidently present the final model first.
Soften the anti-intervention rhetoric by acknowledging acute crisis management as a form of navigation.
And finally, anchor the symplectic pairings and cubic norms to a tangible, real-world scenario that evolves alongside the math.
We highly encourage the listener to implement these structural and thematic shifts and submit the revised material back for another critique.